Hello, everyone. It is another day. It's another week. It's another episode of The Eternal Now. Here on WFMU.org, my name is Andy Ortman. Delivering delightful ditties for the next hour. Like what we just heard. Electronic Samurai, aka Tomita, an album Switched on Rock from 1974. We heard there, of course, Sounds of Silence. The rest of today's show will be anything but that. Although I did entertain the idea of having nothing but different tracks of silence for the rest of the show. I chose to play music instead. Up next, we're going to hear from Juan Blanco. Pioneering force in Cuba in the world of electroacoustic music. He organized the first electroacoustic concert in Cuba in 1964. He himself working within systems of spatialization and composing over 100 pieces of electroacoustic music himself. Without further delay, this is Juan Blanco.
Oh. Get out of my head. Thank you. Beginning was modern art. The initial idea shrouded to dance
a written text
tribes bestow upon
the early 17th century
by associating
sticking
heraldic animals
always held
with man's
magical potency
is simple.
And miscellaneous bric-a-brac
which might take
his own destiny
in Germany
is common ground
upon
seemingly mundane objects
stir the imagination
in association and
the nature of existence. Cutting paper,
amongst the most famous,
is the isehu,
where New Year greeting cards,
we might more readily understand,
are frequently
tiny cutout
poets,
sprinkled with
pasted patterned paper,
expressing gestures in the name of
landscapes,
where
similar refined material
might be arranged
over 1,000 years,
written on such
animals and birds.
The tradition
can be traced
from pre-torn
calligraphers
onto
the 10th century poetess Ise.
The art of
proliferation
in and around Constantinople
blossoms and leaves
the Eastern world
fairly easily.
Intricate imagery had spread westward, and bookbinders collaborated. However, by the end of Persia, the wider use of paper for books became famous, which allowed the process to be carried out across Turkey in this field. About the same time, delicately scissored Eberhard Faut glued to black some silk women from foreign cultures. There remain some handsome examples
and a notable pun.
Shall we join the ladies
and make one big lady?
In 1611,
the notion of using feathers
genealogical registers
began to be used.
The images
of the elegant ladies
gained considerable
Jesuits from Mexico,
particularly in Austria,
where exotically colored
cloth came into contact with
painting and sticking together.
In the curio
colored straw,
it is probable
prisoners
in black frames
imitated by professional artists
constructed
coffee beans and fruit stones.
In English jails of the 17th century,
the idea
of wealthy collectors
might be found
most bizarre,
along with her tiring
pictures constructed from beetles. Collages made out of
artistic nuts
are first chronicled
in
butterfly wings.
In the 18th century, this
was often undertaken
in convents
as
widespread
as it is,
visual creativity
used collage in kindergarten
to give them
children a pair of scissors.
It was subsequently developed by
Maria Montessori in
a box of paints.
Even closer to
Indian ink
grows the tree-lit filter of love.
Christian Morgenstern,
the aggrieved dachshund,
made small,
striking
hairpins and stuff.
Negative interlocking form
in which brightly colored dots
and ironic titles
sought
jovial child's play
on the magazine of the
meaning behind every game,
much later used by the Cubists.
To summarize,
it was with
art in concert
picture making
of bringing
nothing very new
into association
with the genesis
of
an indelible mark
that collage
began
the essential
psychological
identity
of this century.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hope you're still with us. If you are, you get to hear the rundown as to what we just heard on this mighty musical set. Larry Seven right there. Lifelong New Yorker. Multimedia installationist, utilizing relatively antiquated equipment, with recordings on labels like Touch, Fjällkingen from Sweden. Here, though, it's from a double LP, Larynx, from Blank Forms Editions. 2023. Heard a piece, Tinnitus. In front of that, Cyclobe remixing Nurse with Wound from the Angry Electric Finger 2 from 2004 and Beta Lactam. In front of that, Charles Amirkanian from the CRI label, a CD from 2010 entitled Mental Radio. The piece that we heard there was History of Collage. Just before that, from Michigan, Fuchsa, from a CD from 1998, Accretion, we heard the anthem, City. Before that, Cosmic Corridors, with a self-titled album from 1996, we heard a track called The Summit. Not all of it, an excerpt. Before that, Chris Connolly. For Volting Cock's fame and many other projects. Finny Tribe, Ministry. We heard Nuffield Theater Extract from a 2025 album, White Phosphorus. This is an album of Throbbing Gristle covers or interpretations. In front of that, Akut Unglese from the Untouchable compilation, Cleanse the Bacteria from 1985, a track called Tank Na. Not a bad track on that compilation. IMO. Before that, Gisto Machi. From a 1972 album, Fauna Marina, we heard Cross Tetsai. Before that, Strange. The Psychedelic Ramblings of Strange. Kiss of a Butterfly is there. One we heard there from Translucent World, 1973. Before that, Biota, excerpted track Vagabones, Part 2, from the album Rack-a-Bones, from 1985. DYS Records. Biota in the family phylum of Nemonists. Before that, Nino Nardini with Roger Roger, a track called Expectation. Comes from a compilation, double compilation album, Studio Gennaro, Space Oddities, 1972 to 1982. Lots of fun electro-exotica, if that's your bag. And we started off with Juan Blanco, La Fuga. And with that, we are all caught up for another show. Glad you're able to make it. Hope that was somewhat entertaining for thee. It certainly was for me. And with that, I will bid you adieu. My name is Andy Ortman. You have been listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org.